Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 103, 6 reasons why SJWs and business don't mix. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Fraser Show.
What is up, Free Market Squad? It's your boy, Nathan Fraser, High Priest of Propaganda. And we are back to do another podcast episode of the Nathan Fraser Show. This week, we are going to be talking about why SJWs and business are like oil and water. 6 reasons why SJWs and business just don't mix. So, before we jump into that, you might be asking yourself, what is an SJW? So, SJWs are like the extreme far left end of the left. They're the identity obsessed part of the left wing. They tend to be cultural Marxist college kids who hate capitalism, hate white people, hate men, amongst a bunch of other things. They're haters. and they're like the modern moral authoritarians of the modern day. I kind of look at him as the alt-right of the left because it's apt to call them that. Typically, though, they're mostly millennials. There are some SJWs that aren't millennials, but for the most part, they're millennials. They're entering into the workforce and they're entering into the consumer market. So a lot of businesses are trying to cater to them. A lot of businesses are trying to appeal to them. And in this week's episode, I'm going to be going over 6 reasons why that is a bad idea, both marketing to them and hiring them to work in your business. 6 reasons why SJWs and business just don't mix. So, reason number 1, they do not take criticism very well. They come from the generation of everybody gets a trophy, everybody's a winner, everybody gets an equal outcome. And when you try to criticize their lack of merit, they don't take it very well. They put out garbage. So a couple of industries have been pretty much taken over by SJWs. One of the industries is my favorite industry, the comic book industry, has been almost completely taken over by SJWs, and they just have run the industry into the ground by producing garbage comic books. Some other industries, the video game industry, they had Gamergate a while back. The SJWs tried to take over it. It didn't work out very well for them, but typically they find their way into an industry. They start pushing their politics into products. They forget that they're in a business and they think that, the point of their job is to push their politics, and they put politics above profits, and they end up producing garbage. And if you don't like their garbage, they'll call you a racist, they'll call you a sexist, they'll call you a homophobe. If you try to criticize their garbage, if you try to explain why you don't like their garbage, they take it as attacks. They say that you're attacking them. They're being attacked by the toxic fandom. So criticism is attacking. And here's the thing. In business, if customers say that they don't like something, you need to listen to them. You need that market feedback. SJWs don't like listening. When customers say, hey, we don't like what you did with this particular comic book character, or we don't like what you did with this particular video game. When SJWs get criticism, where most other people call that market feedback, where most business owners understand how valuable that feedback is, SJWs like to call it fansplaining. And they like to assume that it's just attacks, and they like to attack back. We'll get into that in a moment. But for the very first reason SJWs and business don't mix is SJWs, they don't take criticism very well. And criticism, being able to take criticism, is something that's vitally important when it comes to improving your product and satisfying the market. So reason number 2, they're offended by everything. These people are perpetually offended. They're professionally offended. They're always looking for something to be offended about. And if they can't find legitimate things to be offended about, they find micro things to be offended about, micro offenses, micro aggressions. I'm going to be doing a Facebook video or a YouTube video. By the way, if you're not subscribed to my Facebook or my YouTube channel, you should be. But I'm going to be doing a video pretty soon on an article about microaggressions in the workplace. Here's the deal. These people get offended by everything. If you're talking to somebody and you ask them where they're from, that's a microaggression. If you ask them what kind of food that they like or where you can get Mexican food that tastes good, that's a microaggression. The most innocent things that have nothing to do with your intent to be bigoted can be taken as microaggressions. Offenses is taken. Offense is not given, and these people love to take offense. Why does that matter? Well, in the workplace, if you have somebody who's offended by everything, sees oppression everywhere, that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. And by hiring SJWs, you're just begging to get sued. A recent example of this, the Young Turks, which is a very progressive, left-leaning, very friendly to the SJW talking points, they're actually being sued by one of their own employees because he's calling them racist. I don't know whether they really were racist or not. I tend to think that they probably weren't, but this is what happens when you hire SJWs. They're going to look for reasons to be victimized by you, and with how litigious the current society is, by hiring SJWs, you're basically begging to get sued. So not a good idea to hire SJWs. Number three, the third reason why SJWs and business don't mix is, I kind of touched on this earlier, but it's so rampant. They are constantly attacking fans and customers. I mentioned Marvel Comics. I mentioned Gamergate. Both of these, right now there's Comicsgate going on. Same thing in Magic the Gathering is having its own little thing. The board online or the role-playing board games fan base is having their own same thing going on. The Star Wars fan base is having the same thing going on. The SJWs that have infiltrated these industries, the SJWs that are producing the most of the content for these industries, are constantly calling the fans of these industries Nazis, sexists, white supremacists. It's just nonstop. And it's in their social media accounts, they're constantly bashing the fans and calling the fans names. It's inside of the work. They're constantly making little jabs at the fans and poking fun at the fans and calling the fans all kinds of names inside of the product itself. They're just constantly attacking the fans. And the thing is the fans are consumers. The fans are the ones keeping your business in business. If you have a business and you want to stay in business, you don't allow your employees to constantly attack your consumers, but SJWs are constantly attacking the consumers. I don't think that they cannot constantly attack. They're so obsessed with their own identity politics that I don't think it's possible for them not to constantly be attacking the consumers. So if you want to stay in business, don't hire people who are constantly attacking your fans and customers. All right. Reason number four, they don't understand target markets and demographics. What I mean by that is they're always trying to push products that and industries that are typically male dominated onto girls. They're always trying to push girls into industries, into fandoms that the girls just aren't interested in. They don't understand that girls and boys are different. They live in this weird non-binary existence that only 0.0004% of the population actually inhabits. They think that their weird way of looking at the world applies to all of us. They feel like gender roles are a social construct and society forces girls to be girls and boys to be boys. And if they can just force the opposite, if they can just force girls to be interested in boy hobbies, that would make the world better. So every male hobby that is out there, they're infiltrating and they're trying to be more inclusive of women, be more inviting of women. They're trying to, and in doing this, they're pushing out what attracted men to that hobby in the first place. They think that they can get some sort of equality in the fandom or equality in the market, gender equality. And they don't understand that by doing this, they're trying to. So here's a good example. Comic books. Some girls like comic books. Nothing wrong with that. Isabella, one of my ex's daughters, I used to take her to the comic book store all the time. She loved comic books. One of the funnest things that we used to do was go and buy comic books. I never said, oh, comic books are for boys. You can't like comic books. Some girls like comic books. Overall, though, comic books are generally, they're action adventure books. They generally appeal to boys. Romance books generally appeal to girls. There's nothing wrong with that. When babies are born, and it's not society forcing gender constructs on us. When babies are born, they've done tests on this. When babies are born, before they're even aware of what society expects out of males and females, most little boys are attracted to trucks and machines and gears and robotics and stuff like that. And most little girls are attracted to the human face. They're attracted to personal things. It's just a matter of fact, the way that we've evolved, women tend to be more nurturing and men tend to be more thing orientated. It's just the way that it is. It's not society. It's not a forced gender construct. It's just the way that we are. And when you run a business, you have to understand that. You have to understand that the majority of women tend to be attracted to one type of thing, and the majority of men tend to be attracted to another type of thing. And you don't fight an uphill battle trying to attract people to something that they're not naturally attracted to. It's not good marketing. It's not good business ownership. And some examples of this would be like the Ghostbusters remake. They remake Ghostbusters, which is traditionally a male-dominated cult genre. Mostly males liked the Ghostbusters. It's an action-adventure story. They said, let's remake Ghostbusters, but make it with all women. Same thing, Ocean's 11. They remade Ocean's 11 as Ocean's 8 with all women. Same thing with Star Wars. Let's remake Star Wars, but make it for women. The Force is feminine. The Force is female. They don't understand that these are fans. These are fandoms that are attractive mainly to men because they're action adventure movies. Action and adventure tends to draw more men than women. Women, on average, tend to like romance, tend to like stories about relationships, tend to like stories about and not even just relationships, men and women romantic relationships, but just human relationships. That's what women are more attracted to. On average, not always, but on average. So if you're trying to run a business, you have to know who your target market is, and you have to write or produce for them what they want. You don't try and force something that they're not buying onto them. And then when it flops, like Ghostbusters flopped, like Ocean's 8 flopped, like Star Wars is continuing to flop movie after movie because they won't get it through their thick skulls that they're marketing the movie to the wrong audience. When these movies flop, they blame toxic fandom. They blame toxic masculinity rather than admitting the fact that they're forcing something that the market isn't asking for. You don't force something that the market isn't asking for. You say, what does the market want to buy? You create that. And that's how you have a successful business. You don't try to force what you think people should buy onto the market. And the funny thing about this is it rarely goes the other way around. There's not a big push to make romantic movies more inclusive to men. There's not a big push to make teaching jobs or nursing jobs more inclusive of men to try and attain gender parity in those professions. It's always it tends to be, and maybe I'm just seeing this because I'm a man, but it tends to be that whenever they need to make something more inclusive, it's only when it's not inclusive to females. When something is not inclusive to males, there seems to never be a push to make it inclusive to males. But either way, if most women don't like action movies, rebooting an action movie and shoehorning a bunch of women into it in hopes that you can bring women into the fandom, it's not good marketing. If women don't like it, it's not because there aren't women at the helm. It's because they just generally don't like it. And as a business owner, you need to be able to say, well, what is my market buying? I'm going to create that. Not what do I think my market should buy and how can I force them to buy that? So again, number four reason, they don't understand target markets. They don't understand demographics. Number five reason why you never want to hire SJWs or try to sell to them also is SJWs think profit is a bad thing. They think that making profit is a bad thing. They think that if you're making profit, it's because you're ripping off the consumer or you're ripping off the workers. They have a very anti-profit worldview. Most of them are Marxists. Most of them lean towards communist and socialist ideals. They hate big business, unless it's the big business corporate media. They love corporate media, but other than corporate media, they hate corporations. But other than like corporate news is okay. All other corporations, evil, manipulative, really, really bad. They hate profits. They hate success. They think that you can only be successful by stealing from and exploiting the working class. And any business with excess profits needs to be taxed back into poverty. Also, the other thing is a lot of SJWs, at least the ones that I've come across, a lot of them think that they should be paid just for existing. I was born, therefore I deserve to be taken care of. I'm alive, therefore I deserve free healthcare. I'm alive, therefore I deserve a livable minimum wage, $15 an hour for flipping hamburgers. I'm alive, therefore I deserve. That is not a very good employee to have. If you're going to hire people, you want to hire people that understand they have to earn their money, that they get paid more if they can make you more, that the way to ensure that they stay employed is to ensure that they're bringing more money into the business than it costs to keep them there. And SJWs think that that's a sin. If they're bringing more into the business than they cost to keep there, they see that extra money, that profit that you're making off of them, they see that as theft. You're stealing from them. So hiring these people is not good, because if they see you profiting as theft, they're probably going to try and steal from you in every single way that they possibly can. So just not a good idea. And then the other thing is, when it comes to being anti-profit, and I've seen this, Marvel Comics, the whole comics industry right now is just going down the shitter. Last year, 50 plus comic book stores closed nationwide. In the last month, I think over a dozen comic book stores have closed, because these people don't understand that comic books is a business. They don't understand that they need to be making profits for the businesses that they work for. They don't understand that Marvel needs to be making a profit. DC needs to be making a profit. And they're more concerned with pushing their politics into comic books than with entertaining people. They don't understand that people go to comic books to be entertained, not to be preached at. But they want to preach. They want to shove their values down your throat. They want to shove their values down your throat instead of entertain you. So they think that their work should be an expression of their values rather than something that brings in money for the corporation that they work for. And so, again, they're anti-profit. They don't understand economics, and it's not good to employ people that hate profits and don't understand how basic economics work. So do not hire SJWs for that reason. If for no other reason that I've listed here today. All right. Number six. The sixth reason why SJWs and business don't mix, and this one's not so much about hiring SJWs, this is more about marketing to SJWs, they're a phantom market. They don't buy stuff. They say, we want more inclusivity, and we want this surface level trait in our characters. We want characters with this color of skin and this type of genitalia. We want representation and, all these stupid things that average consumers don't really care about. The average consumer if I go to Subway to get a sandwich, I don't care what color of skin the person making my sandwich has. I don't care what kind of genitals the person making my sandwich has. I don't care what kind of sexual preferences the person making my sandwich has. None of those things are going to make my sandwich taste any better. All I care about is, does the sandwich taste good? If so, you're getting a tip. If not, I'm not coming back. The fact that you hired a black person to make my sandwich doesn't make me feel any better, doesn't make me look at you as any better. If the black guy can make a better sandwich than the white guy, hire the black guy. If the white guy can make a better sandwich, hire the white guy. I don't really care what skin color it is. I don't give a shit about these things. To be honest, in modern America, with the exception of radicals on the right and radicals on the left, the rest of us don't give a fuck about these things. We don't care about skin color. We don't care about gender. We don't care about sexual preference. These things don't matter to us as consumers. All we care about is getting a good product. SJWs, though, this is the most important thing. They don't care about how good the movie is. They don't care about how good the sandwich is. They don't care about how good the comic book is. All they care about is the skin color of the person who made it. Like I said, wackos on the far right, all they care about is skin color. Wackos on the far left, all they care about is skin color. SJWs are just as racist as the Nazis that they proclaim to hate. It's kind of ironic. Horseshoe theory right there. And they're just going to complain anyway. So you can go out of your way to, you can go out of your way to hire the Burger King Kids Club. We got a black guy. We got a blonde girl. We got a redhead ginger boy. We've got an Asian kid and we've got a Mexican kid. With our powers combined, we are Captain Planet. You can have complete representation across the entire board and they're still going to find something to complain about because they don't buy shit. They just complain about shit. Here's a perfect example of this. The new Deadpool movie, which I thought Deadpool 2 was actually a really good movie, but they went out of their way to virtue signal to SJWs. They had a lesbian couple, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and her girlfriend, two lesbians, major characters in the movie, two lesbians. One of them was an Asian lesbian. One of them was like a Bull Dyke butchy haircut lesbian. The main character, Deadpool, is pansexual. In the middle of the movie, there's a spot where Deadpool gives, what's his name? I'm fucking up the whole podcast now. The big giant guy that's made out of metal, Colossus. He gives Colossus a hug, like in a really tender, heartwarming moment. And he grabs his butt while they're like total gay homoerotic butt grabbing in the middle of a the Deadpool movie. While they're standing in front of a portrait of Karl Marx, they race swapped Domino. They took Domino, who's a white character, and they forced her to be a black character. And again, I actually like the girl that played Domino. I thought she did a badass job. She was a really good Domino. But the fact is they did all of this stuff to virtue signal to SJWs. Lesbian couple, pansexual lead, a picture of Karl Marx, homoerotic butt grabbing, race swapping main characters, and the SJWs still found shit to complain about. They complained because Deadpool's girlfriend, wife, fiance died at the beginning of the movie. They said that was fridging and it's patriarchal to have a female character die if that's what you use to motivate the male character, and it was offensive. So they went out of their way to virtue signal to SJWs, and they still found something to complain about. If you market to these people, you're marketing to people who are not going to buy. They're a phantom audience, and no matter how much you virtue signal, they're still going to find something to complain about. So why even try marketing to SJWs? It doesn't make any sense. All you're doing is inviting in complaints and inviting in accusations of bigotry. And it's just nuts. Disney is going out of their way to virtue signal. Apparently they've got a new movie come out. I think it's called Jungle something. Jungle Cruise, I want to say. It's a new movie coming out with The Rock where there's an openly gay character. It's Disney's first like openly gay character. SJW should be rejoicing, but not. They're not, because the character, the actor that they hired to play the character himself isn't gay in real life. And so they're complaining. The Rock, in the last movie The Rock made, where he was a amputee and he was missing his leg. They complained because they didn't hire a real amputee to play an amputee. They hired The Rock to play an amputee, which imagine if they were alive when Forrest Gump was made and Lieutenant Dan. Another example of this is Scarlett Johansson's new movie that she was signed to play. It was a movie about, it was supposed to be like a documentary, or not a documentary, but like a based on actual events movie. I think it was called Rub and Tug. That's a weird name for a movie. About a transgender woman, transgender man that went to woman, whatever the case may be. And they were outraged because Scarlett Johansson's not actually transgender. What's the point of acting if you have to hire people who are actually what they're playing? Isn't the point of acting that people can play things that they aren't in real life? Like, no matter how much you try to virtue signal, no matter how much you try to attract these obsessed with identity politics SJWs, they're never going to be happy. They're always going to find something to complain about. The new Batwoman, that they're introducing Batwoman into the Arrowverse on CW, the SJWs are complaining because even though the lady that's playing Batwoman is a lesbian, she's not lesbian enough. She's not Jewish enough for the character. So no matter what, if you try to appeal to these people by saying, hey, look how progressive we are. We've got lesbians. We've got black people instead of white people. We've got, we're talking about trans issues. It doesn't matter. You're trying to attract these people to your product. It doesn't matter because all they're going to do is come and find something to complain about. These people are perpetually offended and they want to complain. They live to complain. So no matter what you do to try and appease these people, the more you try to appease, the more you invite in complaints and accusations of bigotry. So it just doesn't make any sense. So for those six reasons, number one, they don't take criticism well. Number two, they're offended by everything. Number three, they're constantly attacking fans and customers. Number four, they don't understand target markets and demographics. Number five, they're very anti-profit, anti-capitalism. Number six, appealing to them is appealing to a phantom market. Those are my top six reasons why you should just never try to mix your business with SJWs. Don't hire them. Don't market to them. Don't try to appeal to them in your product creation. It doesn't make any sense. They don't like capitalism anyways. Don't try and do business with them. That's my rant for today. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is some sort of redeeming value, because Disney seems to be obsessed with, Marvel seems to be obsessed with, all kinds of companies seem to be obsessed with trying to market to these people. I don't get it. Most of them don't have jobs. Most of them think that working is a crime. Most of them would rather complain to get something fixed or changed, fixed in their opinion. Most of them would rather complain and sign petitions to get something changed rather than just vote with their dollars, because most of them don't have dollars to vote with anyways. So why try to do business with these people? I don't get it. My name is Nathan Fraser. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. Be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss. I'm out of here. Deuces.